Brian Bushlack is back with Business Briefing on FM News 101.
And our conversation continues on real estate, sitting down with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group. And with new home construction on the rebound, my question to Pat was pretty straightforward. We're seeing some good numbers, but probably not good enough.
Pat, new home sales are rising. Latest report shows new home sales up, at least on pace, to sell 454,000 homes this year. That's up 2.3% from March and 29% jump from the same time last year. What's contributing to this? I know that inventory is tight across the market in new homes and existing inventory. Are builders finally able to get financing now? I mean, what's driving this?
I still think it's the major national builders that are having the biggest impact on that, Brian. I don't think that your average spec builder can get financing yet. So the builders are benefiting from the fact that there is reduced inventory. It is difficult for a buyer now to have a find a wide range of available product. So they are capitalizing on that. You know, the number is still historically low, the 485,000. That's still historically low. But they are benefiting right now from demand exceeding supply. And I think they also are in an ideal position that the big builders can finance while the small spec builders still shut out of the market to a large degree.
You know, when you think back to where we were 4 years ago, I'm astounded. I'll never forget sitting there with you at lunch and you telling me that, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road, we'd have a housing crunch. And sure enough, here we are. At that time, 2008-09, obviously, the market was in disarray, to say the least. We had a lot of people being foreclosed on. There was this concern about shadow inventory. We've talked about that over and over. But to flip-flop from where we were to where we are now in just a few short years is remarkable. And I want to drill down on this because homes are different than stocks, right? If you want to sell a stock, you hit the eject button. It's a piece of paper. If that, it's gone. With a home, if someone loses their home, they still have to have a place to live. Okay. Is this a point you think that maybe was missed during the crisis? That, I mean, people will still have to have a roof over their head, whether it's an apartment or it's a rental. A home's still a home, right?
Absolutely, Brian. And why this is so hard to grasp, I don't know. But it is simply supply and demand. And that's all that I was looking at 4 years ago. It's all I'm looking at right now. Supply and demand. You see all sorts of speculative commentary, blogs, discussions about a housing bubble because prices are going up. There is a total misunderstanding of the dynamic of house prices or real estate in this country, and it is a little bit predicated on the financial view of equities and securities. So it's hard for a lot of people to understand. Simply supply and demand across the board.
We've seen private equity. We've seen some big groups step into this market, too, and absorb this inventory or this shadow inventory. Where are we at? If this were a baseball game, where are we at in that process? Are we, you know, are we in the sixth inning? Are we going to be, you know, are we going in overtime on this? I mean, if you had to peg this, where are we at? Or will we see this continuing for quite a while where we have a lot of people renting that might possibly be owners?
Well, there's a couple questions there, Brian. I think I heard you ask a couple questions. I'll start with where we are in the shadow inventory or the distressed property, the disposition of distressed properties. I would say we're in the seventh inning, top of the seventh. We're not quite to the – maybe it's the seventh inning stretch. I'm not sure. But we are probably at that point where you see the amount of homes 90-day delinquent is decreasing. The amount of homes in foreclosure is decreasing. We're probably still about 2 to 3 years out from getting back to a normal level, but it is decreasing meaningfully. We still have investors interested in REO and distressed properties, still people out there buying NPLs, non-performing loans. So there is adequate dollars and demand out there to use up any supply of distressed homes. Now, I forgot what the second question was.
Well, we've seen a shift where many people who owned homes, bought homes 2003, 4 through 2007, maybe even early 8, have become renters. They were foreclosed on, credit issues, whatnot. I know there's different loan programs out there, and it's going to depend on each individual situation, but you think at some point we'll see those people buy homes again, or have they become renters for an indefinite period?
There's been no change in surveys results about people's desirability to own homes or the age groups that want to own homes. So I think that that dynamic hasn't changed at all about people wanting to own a home or still thinking owning a home is a good idea. You know, the way I look at it, Brian, I don't care if you're buying or taking an apartment. You're taking up a living unit, and that is demand. So some people may rent forever. Some people go buy a home. I don't think the dynamic has changed at all, but I do still think that the demand is exceeding supply and will continue to do so for at least another 3 years.
And that answered my next question is, it will take a while now to ramp this thing back up. I mean, as quickly as the dance ended, now it's pretty tough to get the engine started back up again, isn't it?
In some areas, it's very, very difficult. We talked earlier about small home builders and the ability to do spec homes. That's still difficult unless you have a tremendous financial statement or you have investor backing, which some people do. So you will take at least 3 years to get home building back to the point where it may start to catch up with household formation. We have some prospect of having immigration reform, and then we'll be able to sit down and logically project what immigration will be. But we do have a population bubble coming into household formation years. Household formations typically take place between 26 and 36. You go from about 18% of the population being a household head to about 40-some percent being a household head. So that 26 to 36 is a very key pivotal year. When I say household head, that can be an apartment renter or a homeowner. It makes no difference to me, right? They use up a housing unit. You have a bubble of population now coming into that age group that exceeds the baby boom generation. So you have, over the next 10 years, a significant, and this is even without any increase in immigration, you have, over the next 10 years, a significant increase in demand, and you're lagging on supply. So when I say 3 years, I'm being cautious. It could be way past that in terms of demand exceeding supply.
And again, our thanks to Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group. Great insight from Pat, as always. When we come back, we'll continue to talk real estate, but more focused on commercial. For those of you invested in commercial real estate, wait till you hear about an interesting strategy. We'll call on Michael Lortz from Geffen Mesher. He's up next after the break.